Paul Ramo broadcasting from Canby High School once again. Canby FFA is putting on a petting zoo, which usually happens during the winter time during FFA week, but because of COVID restrictions, more people are out and they can put the animals in the parking lot, so they decided to do it right before school ends here. And who do we have here?
I'm Hunter Antony.
Okay, what grade are you in?
Eighth
grade?
I'm Alex Hoffman in eighth grade as well.
Okay. Hunter and Alex, so what did you guys bring to the petting zoo?
I brought a John Deere 4440.
Okay.
And I brought a John Deere 4040.
Okay, so no animals, you brought tractors, huh?
Yep.
Your own tractors?
Yes, okay. Well, my dad's.
All right, talk about your tractor then. Where's that?
It's the...
Okay.
The third or second one.
Okay.
Yep.
You guys drive it yourself?
Yep.
Okay.
Drove 12 miles here.
Yeah.
What's that?
Drove 12 miles here.
All right.
I live by Porter, so I drove like 10 miles. So.
Okay. Yeah, and the elementary kids, where you get to show the elementary kids, talk about that.
Yep. So there was kids, they wanted to get in, so we let them go in and out, and you know, and it's pretty cool because, you know, some of the kids, they only see the tractors in dealerships and they can't really go in them. So this is a good opportunity for them to get in and experience what it'd be like to be in a tractor.
Okay.
Might as well let them have fun while they're here.
Yep. Yeah, and I bet you sometimes that's the first time they've been in a tractor, huh?
Yeah, probably. Okay. Unless if they don't live on a farm, yeah.
Okay. Talk about Canby FFA. How long you been in FFA and what's it all about?
I've been in FFA for 2 years now, since seventh grade. It's just a fun experience. I think anyone can really do it. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of different options of what you can do. You can go from studying soils to studying goats. You can do it just about whatever you want.
Yeah. How about you?
I've been
Alex?
In it for only like a couple months because I just joined not too long ago.
Okay. All right. Real good guys. Alex and
Hunter Antony.
Hunter. Okay. Thanks for joining me on the radio today.
Yep.
That's Hunter and Alex, and we'll see. We'll talk to some more kids here. And who do we have here? We got somebody with a cow here.
Jordan DePestel.
Oh, hi, Jordan. How are you? So what you bring to the petting zoo?
Black Angus calf.
Okay, and what grade are you in, Jordan?
Seventh.
Okay. So I noticed the elementary kids are around your calf here. How old is your calf?
1 week.
1 week?
Yep.
Okay. And you help farm then?
Yep. I help my dad with doing pretty much everything.
Okay. What do you have, a cattle farm?
We have a beef farm.
Okay.
We have a good amount of Black Anguses.
Okay. All right. Talk about this calf here. What when the elementary kids are around it, what did you tell them?
We bought him from Watertown from the sale barn.
Okay.
He's about 2 days ago, and he's about a week old, like I said, and he's trying to get used to things.
They grow pretty fast?
They're pretty good speed.
Okay. Okay. What do you feed them?
Milk.
Milk early on, huh?
Yep. You feed milk, then try to get him on hard grain.
Okay. All right. What do you like about being a part of Canby FFA?
Just got like meeting new people, just taking care, learning more about animals and different things like that.
Okay. All right. Real good. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Who do we have here? Oh, he's got his phone playing with music there. Who do we have here?
Derek Savo.
Derek, and part of FFA here in Canby?
Yep.
Okay. What did you bring to the petting zoo?
A red heeler, Australian Shepherd mix dog.
Okay, this Australian Shepherd dog here, huh? And the kids get to pet him?
Yep.
Okay, what do you like about FFA?
Just meeting new people and stuff like that.
All right. All right, real good. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, that's Paul Ramo reporting here. We'll continue with our broadcast. Canby High School with their petting zoo today.